No injuries to report from the game. Hopefully, we'll get Corey Peters back and Dayon back this week and see what they can do in practice, and maybe John Brown. So, looking at the tape, it was everything that we said, talked about yesterday. The center, he's got to anchor down. You know, Jacksonville had a great rush. We had no problems with Jacksonville. And all of a sudden it shows up in this game where he gets run over, and he just got to anchor down and hold his spot. It's as simple as that. We do it a couple of times, and we don't do it two times. And kick wasn't low. Everything was on time. He has to cover his gap. Offensively, Kerwin was the bright spot in our offensive line blocking. I thought we ran the ball as good as we have at times all year against a very good front. They did make some adjustments in the second half and moved the big tackle out over a tight end. And Troy hung in there pretty good, but those runs became twos and threes and fours instead of the eights and nines that we were getting. And it was a good adjustment on their part, and you know, we just got to finish our blocks a little bit better when we get matched up like that. I thought Blaine had his roughest day, and up and down. Obviously started poorly. He's gifted with the athletic ability, but once he gets out of there, he's got to get his eyes downfield more, because once he scrambled, he had some people open, and he's looking to run and instead of extend the play. That's one of the things hopefully he can learn the more he plays.
Anybody else you want to activate besides, like you said, Carson, if you can?
Oh, David Johnson, TJ, can't get them all, but I mean, I'd like to have them all back, your body. But it doesn't look right now that Aaron's about the only guy that looks like he's going to be able to come off in 2 weeks.